Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Joel, according to the New York Times, the latest beauty trend is getting your what smooshed, smashed, and manipulated?
Your butt?
No, that was last year's trend.
Can I get a quadrant?
Uppermost.
Your nose.
Wider.
Your mouth.
I'll give it to you. Your whole face.
Oh.
Yes, that's all we wanted. Quadrant, you said.
Yeah,
quadrant.
Got it.
If you hate how relaxing traditional facials are and wish they felt more like someone kneading your face like bread dough, then sign up for a sculptural facelift. To start, an esthetician jams their thumbs into your mouth. This is true. And then forcefully...
Some people pay extra for that.
Yes, yeah. Well,
that's also a really good way to get corona, by the way.
Absolutely. What they do is they then sort of distort and stretch your face with their hands in all these directions. Think of it as like one of those extreme home makeovers, but this time the drywall they're smashing is your septum. The Times says that the face smooshing makes your face look, quote, imperceptibly more attractive, unquote.
Oh.
Which means you can look forward to compliments like, oh, did you get your hair cut or something? Because you look imperceptibly more attractive. Luke, if you work in an office, you'll know you'll do anything to make it more exciting. Steal pens, eat free old crackers. Well,
done
a
it.
New study shows that 1 in 3 people have done what to jazz up their work day?
Taken drugs.
No. Sure, it's more than 1 in 3.
Yeah. Can I get a hint?
This is called the Jim and Pam effect.
Developed a crush, pursued a relationship, looked into the camera when someone said something awkward.
You got number 2, had an office romance.
Ah.
1 in 3 people, apparently, have had a relationship with a coworker, which means if you get 4 of your coworkers in a room, one person will admit to it and another one will look anywhere but at anyone's face. This feels like a high number considering how unromantic most workplaces are. Oh, hello, is that a lean cuisine you're heating up?
That sounds low to me, honestly. Because, like, where are you going to meet somebody? And you work, you know, you work together, you see them a lot. I would assume that it would be, like, 90%. I also used to work at the Bunny Ranch in Pahrump, Nevada. So maybe my sense is skewed.
You didn't really work at the Bunny Ranch, did you?
Roxanne? We've known each other for so many years, and you don't know this part of my life?
That's I don't true. Think I do.
Yeah. I was the least successful bunny they had.
Joel, a zoo in Sydney, Australia, arranged for one of its baboons to get a vasectomy. But when he got to the hospital, the baboon did what?
He escaped with 2 wives.
You're right! He grabbed 2 female baboons and made a break for it.
Talk about a workplace romance.
Yeah, I know.
Boom.
There's one thing I keep an eye on. It's baboon activity in Australia.
Yeah. According to the vets, the female monkeys who aided in the breakout were the baboon's 2 wives, so the whole thing was caught on security camera. It's shocking to see. Not the escape, just a functional poly relationship.
Oh. Ethically non-monogamous is what we call it these days.
Local zookeepers managed to find the thruple after only a few hours, and the baboon is now back in the hospital awaiting his rescheduled vasectomy. Damn it! His monkey wives, meanwhile, have formed an inseparable bond, which frankly makes the male baboon a little uneasy. Are you guys talking about me?
Now, that's like a knife!